How do you leverage emotional intelligence to create the life, relationship, and business of your dreams? I've spent over a decade studying, speaking, and coaching on emotional intelligence, and in this podcast, I share the exact principles and strategies my clients have used to earn seven-figure incomes, heal their relationships, get engaged after years of failed relationships, and step into their authentic power to become the leaders they came here to be. Let's do this. Welcome back to episode 220 of the Marcia Miyake Show. We just finished a very strong Q1 in both my businesses, in my direct sales and my coaching and consulting business. And today I thought I would share a client win, but in a way that could give you some perspective as to why maybe you're not breaking through to the next level. So, oh my gosh, this win is so incredible. My client is a mom of two, and she went through some tricky things in a previous relationship, but she was really wanting to attract her dream relationship. As we began working together, I realized that she had some rules and contingencies around attracting this person. Her goal was to have a thriving business. And then she thought the natural next step would be that she would attract her dream partner. But what we discovered was that this desire to create this thriving business was, yes, out of the desire to have something for herself, but it was also more to prove her worth and so that she could have something to bring to the table in this new relationship. Now, this is a common belief for moms, especially solo moms. When we journey out there, we want to have like something of our own so that when we go into a relationship, we feel like we're bringing something to the table. This can be a conscious thought or a subconscious thought. In this case, it was an unconscious thought. She wasn't really aware that this was really pointing to she didn't feel like she was worthy of having her dream relationship unless she had something to bring to the table. So one of the first things we had to do was to anchor her into her worth and helping her to realize that she indeed is the prize. And trust me, she really is the prize. Now, what that entailed was getting her to see her worth as a woman and getting her to see the inherent value she brings as a woman, really leaning into her feminine, healing those parts of her that had some distrust of the masculine, and really getting her to see that, you know what, I have so much to offer by me being here in my feminine presence, by me showing up the way that I show up naturally. She is one of the most beautiful, soft, feminine, and beautiful women. But her story is I'm a mom, I have these babies, and I have to bring something to the table. Now, the bringing something to the table was in regards to a business. If I have a thriving business, then, you know, that increases my value. And so the work was getting her to see her value, whether she had a business or not. So the reflection point for you here could be, if I have this dream or this big desire, do I have any rules or contingencies around it? Do I say, when I do this, then I can do this? Let me give you an example for myself. So when I started coaching, obviously I did the right thing. I went and got certified and all of that, but I didn't stop there. I went and got another certification and another certification, then did another program, then did some more online studies. And what I realized and what a coach had to actually point out to me, and this is why coaches are valuable, she pointed out to me that I was trying to get more certifications to be ready to prove that I was now worthy to coach people. So it was almost like no qualification was good enough. But really, I had to anchor into my innate worth that I have something valuable to offer my clients. And that one more degree and one more certification wasn't going to fix that for me. It was something that I had to do inside of myself. So what is that for you? Do you have any rules or contingencies about what you need to achieve first? So with this beautiful client, she felt she needed to have a successful business. She had to be very financially secure before she would be, let's say, good enough or ready to attract the dream man. So we worked on that, and I guided her through how to embody her feminine essence, really to embrace and really claim the beautiful aspects of the feminine, that we're not supposed to be like men. So us trying to be overly structured or overly organized does not work in our favor, and we're actually setting ourselves up for failure if we try to operate in that way. And she is a very feminine woman, so that would cause even more frustration trying to be overly masculine and structured. So that was a journey that we went through together, where we were anchoring in to her innate worth. And at the same time, we did work around who is her dream partner. And I take my clients through a very specific process of how we get clear on that. So when I first attracted my first dream relation, like version one, it was like he needed to be an executive. He needed to be well-traveled. He needed to be like, it was all of these external things. And I didn't focus on how did I feel with him? How did I feel about myself around him? How did his presence make me feel? And so that was really the focus of the work we did together in terms of getting clarity about the man she wanted to attract. And of course, it included things like, you know, attraction, you know, that he's financially secure, that, you know, all those other things that are very valid desires for women. So we got really clear on that. And what happened? Her dream man appeared when she least expected it. So this kind of caught her off guard. I knew he was coming, and she kind of didn't know what to do. And a couple weeks in, it was like, wow, it was like he was all the green flags. He was validating her emotions. He was being present with her. He was prioritizing her. He was choosing her. He was doing all of the things. And I remember her voice noting me and saying like, oh my gosh, I'm so blown away. He's exactly what I wrote about. Everything that she wrote about in the man that she wanted to have in her life was him. And I was like emotional. It was just like the most beautiful thing. And guys, this happens. Like, this isn't just a one-time thing. I have seen this happen multiple times. In fact, this is exactly what happened with me. I took myself through this process with the guidance of a coach, and Dan was everything that I was looking for and more. He was everything in that story that I wrote in my journal about the man that I wanted to attract. Now, here's the interesting part. He is choosing her. He is all the things. He is successful. He is so putting her into her feminine, okay, by allowing her to be her, by just desiring her for her, affirming her, all of the things. And then she says to me, Mars, I'm freaking out because I'm just having all of these fears. I don't feel like I can hold this relationship. Sometimes I even feel like I should break up with him. Again, have I heard this before? Oh yes, this too is normal, okay? Now, why would something like this happen? Why would someone who wrote the script of the man she wants to be with now all of a sudden say, I don't know if I can hold this relationship? Well, the reason is very simple. She hasn't ingrained and she hasn't steadied herself in that next level of her. Her thoughts, beliefs, and emotions are the ones that she's had most of her life. And we've been working on those to up-level her to now create a new reality. And now her external world has presented just that, the upgraded, up-leveled man, but she's not embodied in it quite yet. It doesn't feel normal for her yet. I see this all the time. Heck, I've been through this. Okay, I've been through this in my relationships, in my business, etc. Sometimes when you get to that level of success, it's like, whoa, your body, your nervous system is not used to this. It's like, whoa, this isn't toxic. Whoa, he keeps validating me. Oh my gosh, he keeps showing up for me. Like what? You're waiting for the other shoe to drop. That's exactly how I felt with Dan when we first got together. I was like, okay, so like any minute now he's going to show me that he's just nuts. Because my old way of thinking and my beliefs and my emotions from the past, that's the reality I had created. So I wasn't fully embodied yet in the new, just like my client. And that is exactly why you need a mentor or a coach. Because it's one thing to willpower you through to get to that business success or get to that whatever it is you're trying to achieve. But the real goal is to keep it, to maintain it. How many of us have attracted a great relationship, but somehow we've sabotaged it? Somehow it's no longer here. It's like we did this toxic behavior to push them away. I see this again. I've seen it in myself and I've seen it in my clients. Because it's almost like your body is not used to it. You don't know if you're worthy of it. Like this has never happened before. So you need someone to help you normalize this new identity. Because it's new. You're a bit shaky. You're a bit rocky. So the work we then did was again grounding her into her worthiness. Grounding her into like, this is exactly what you chose to create. You wrote this out exactly. We prayed on this. We did the inner healing work to attract this. And the only reason it feels scary is because it's new. So we're not going to retract and be like, peace out to the guy. We're going to ground into this and remember that, wow, I deserve this. And it's getting us into this new frequency and making this feel normal. And it takes some time. And again, why you need the coach is because you're going about your day, you're taking care of your kids, you're doing the things, what's going to come up? Those sneaky, pesky thoughts, those old limiting beliefs. And if you get caught in a cycle, you can go downward really quick if it catches momentum. So that's why you voice note your coach and you're like, hey, I am going through this really ridiculous thought pattern. I need you to help me break it. And then we can go in and do a pattern interrupt and get her to get clarity and see the whole picture of like, no, this is the new reality. It's this or something better. It's only up from here. This is my new reality. But this is exactly why lottery winners become broke. Why? Because by some miracle, they win the lottery, but their nervous system, their beliefs, their emotions, and their thoughts are still in that paycheck to paycheck setting. And they didn't have someone to support them into, no, now you're actually a multimillionaire. This is the new reality. And when you don't believe that this is your new reality, you will go back to that programmed response. So you will have a way to step, and there's different ways to talk about this. I like the term thermostat because it's something that you can adjust. But whatever your thermostat is in terms of relationships, if you're only used to unfulfilling relationships, a fulfilling one is going to feel super uncomfortable, even though that's what inside your heart you want. And that's why you need the guidance of a coach to help you. So when I look at my job as a coach, one of the most important things that I do for my clients is help them to see their future self. Because one of my gifts is I see my client as their highest self. I don't see their current limitations. I see their potential, and that excites me. And when I'm on the phone with them and we're talking, that energy is transferred onto my client. And they're like, it anchors them into their knowing of their greatness. That they didn't come here to be mediocre, and they didn't come here to have a mediocre life. They didn't come here to have an unfulfilling relationship. That they came here to live in their most expressed way and to have all the things. And that's not being greedy, but that's just the natural, that's their natural expression. That's the way that God created them. God created them with the infinite potential from birth. They had it all along. But life happens to us. And as we get older, we become more resistant to change and we hold on to our thoughts even more and we get stuck in the past more and we become more resentful. And that's why you need someone in your life that is so aspirational, that knows how to hold you, see you, and support you into making this new version of yourself the new normal. And for this gorgeous girl, I know we are getting there. I know that day by day, she's starting to realize this is my life now. I don't have to struggle. My man is wealthy. I am so desired. I have a beautiful family. It's a big shift from going to, I know what it's like to be a solo mom and be scared and going out on your own for the first time. And there's so many things as a single woman that you have a fear of. And then you just like times 10 that when you also have children. And to have someone that guides you to see your innate worth and connect you to your power is absolutely priceless. So let's go back again to how this might apply to you. If there is something that you are trying to attract in your life, have you put any rules or you have to do this and you have to do that before? Did you put any steps along the way? And are those necessary steps or are they lies to keep you stuck? Is that true? Do you need to do this and this before you get to achieve that ultimate thing? Or do you just get to have that ultimate thing? And only you and a coach that you're working with will know and be able to see through like, hey, you know what? That's a limiting belief. Let's squash that right now. Let's show why that is not true so that you can begin living the life of your dreams. So if you've been thinking about investing in a coach, I highly recommend. It's transformational for your life. I always say everyone has great friends, but you need to have a coach. Your friends are not unpaid therapists. They don't have the capacity to hold space for you. They're going to project because they're not trained in the way to do that. And they may not have the emotional capacity to hold space for you. And it's a bit unfair. So leave your friends as your friends, love them, and then hire a coach. And if you think that we might be a good fit, I'm going to have a work with me link below this episode, and you can fill that out and we can just have a conversation to see if I'm a good fit for you to help you achieve all your life goals.